Go ahead.
Thanks. It is the June 18th meeting of the WPCA committee. The time now is 6:33. I'd like to call the meeting to order. If we could all pledge to allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag,
the United,
States of America,
to the
to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and
the liberty and
justice
justice
for all. Okay, a roll call. I am obviously present, and Mr. Miani, I see you over there, Bob. Unmute yourself. Say hello to us on this fine evening. All right, we'll get there, Mr. Miani. You're still muted.
On now.
There you go.
Work.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Curtis.
Come on there.
And Ms. Strickland.
Air.
Thank you all for joining us on this fine evening. I just want to say, I just noticed it's 80 degrees out, according to my vehicle. So summer is coming.
Yes, it is. All of a sudden.
All of a sudden. And we're going to get hammered next week. So it is what it is. But welcome to New England. Public portion. Would anybody from the public like to speak? Would anybody from the public like to speak? Third time. Would anybody from the public like to speak? Hearing none, I will close the public portion. Item number five, approval of minutes. We still don't have any, but we're going to have to work on it and go from there. Item number six, Mr. Tedeschi. I'm going to start sharing my screen, so if you give me a second. Can you all see that?
Yes. That's the agenda. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So item number six, and I'm just going to say, Mr. Tedeschi, thank you for this lengthy report. And when we get into your invoices, I notice the Porsche is coming now. The Ferrari's been built out.
Tell you, I'm a Chevy person. So what are
you going to do? Oh, okay. All right. The Suburban. I get with the 6.2 liter.
Got the Colorado. I got a little truck. Hey, so yeah, hello everyone. Let's go over this report real quick. Item number one, there's the Route 34 sewer project, which we've been talking for the past 7-8 years now, I think. They were finally out there today, believe it or not, contractor Fucci doing the CCTV video of the sewers that were installed, that were the missing videos. They had done about half. We've been patiently awaiting the other half, and happened today. Supposedly I'm gonna get the videos soon. And so that's, and I think they've made arrangements to with WPCA for the excess materials. We did find one manhole that got paved over for some reason, but they're gonna uncover that. Today must have been an action day. This afternoon, I got the signed contract from the attorney, city attorney, for phase six, National Water Main. I got that this afternoon. I will be forwarding that after I compile it with everything else to National Water Main, so we can get going on that. We'll schedule a pre-construction meeting as soon as everyone's available. So that one, phase six, is finally going. The NPDES permit renewal, we're just going to continue until we hear from them. Others have not heard, so I'm assuming there's no action on that one. The water equipment operational since April, working well, and staff is operating it and collecting operational data, which we'll incorporate into the design of the plant upgrade. But it's I'll let Ed talk to that, but it's working well. from what I'm hearing. The aeration blowers, the motto is in line to install the two blowers. There was a hiccup on the air valves, but that got resolved. The supplier had set the wrong valves, but they believe we have the correct valves now, so that once that's installed, and then the electrician and the controls folks are going to wire it up and make it communicate to the rest of the equipment. Naugatuck River siphon, we met with DOT and the rail. We're still going to try to get an easement from them. They made it clear it takes a long time to get an easement. So Anthony Lanzaro has been spearheading that for the PCA. And FEMA is also asking additional questions about the application. So we've given us some responses. So that's about all the news we have on that. In the plant upgrade, we had another meeting this Monday. I think we have 100% of the process down. We know all the major pieces, where they're going. We know it can get built while the plant still operates. So that's moving along. That's any questions or
any questions on the engineer's report?
Hey Bob, the FEMA the siphon area.
Yes.
Does FEMA have any pull to get a little heat going with Metro North? I mean, does Metro North know how important this is?
We let them know. We were on a call with them, and they know it's important. But it's kind of like, yeah, and there's another federal agency. They were concerned with, they didn't even know the siphon was there in the first place. There's no easement for that they have in their records that gave the city 60 years ago the right to put the siphon in there.
Wow.
So they're trying to resolve that access issue. So you have to have a right to access. I mean, they were fine down at Bethel. They were very accommodating, you know.
Yeah, they worked well right along with us, yeah.
Yeah. They were responsive. So I think it's just the process with that they're talking. So we're just going to stay with them.
Okay. Just curious.
You know, I just want to add, Bud, that Metro North is a private company contracted by the state of Connecticut to run the railway. So if things go sideways, I mean, the state of Connecticut is going to be our leverage.
Right. DOT Rail was on the meeting. Yeah, they were the ones running it. They were on the call.
All right. Hopefully it all goes well.
Yeah.
Any other questions with the engineering report?
No, sir.
I just ask, I'll make a quick motion to accept the engineering report as read. A second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Miani. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much, sir. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Big money.
All right. I'm glad all these things before it say paid. Brian's not here tonight so far. I don't know. He didn't send me an email saying he wasn't joining, but it is what it is. Our first one is for the siphon repair. It's $8,800. And if you just want to tell us real quick what it is, Rob.
Yes, we're moving forward with permitting of the work. So this invoice is for the permitting phase. We're working on getting the environmental permits and state permits to get the work done.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve invoice number 6250566 in the amount of $8,800 for Weston and Sampson?
Motion.
Motion made by Mr. Curtis. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Miani. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes. Wastewater treatment plant blower assistance and grant support. Hopefully we do get that grant that you're talking about, Rob. I think it was $135,000 or something, but
right.
So we have an outstanding November bill still. I will bring that up to Mr. Hall's attention in an email after this meeting if he doesn't join us. But the May's current bill is for $1,850. And that, go ahead, Bob.
That's moving forward with that application, filling out. We've got some newer information. We updated that information. So it's ready to go, and it'll be 100% complete once the blowers are installed.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to pay invoice 6250565 in the amount of $1,850 for Weston and Sampson?
I make the motion.
Mr. Miani made the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Strickland. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passed. The wastewater treatment plant upgrades. Woohoo! Woohoo! Mm. This is like one third of a 9/11 SC Targa. I get it, but it is what it is. This one is for $87,800, and it also appears that the April bill wasn't paid according to this. So once again, I will forward an email to Mr. Hall at the end of it. Mr. Tedeschi, if you'd just like to tell us what this $87,800 covers.
It covers a little more survey and mapping and continuing to move toward that 30% design goal. So that's architectural. Most of it's process, mechanical, designing of the plant, the various systems. There's from sludge processing to primary, secondary clarifiers, influent pump station. We're just moving all the, moving all the aspects in the design forward, and coordinating all them, and also coordinating to make sure that they can be installed while the plant is remaining operational.
Exactly. The leather wrapped steering wheel. I get it. All right. I'll make the motion to pay invoice 6250567, the amount of $87,800 to Weston and Sampson. Do I have a second?
A second. And just for so you know, that's bond, Charlie. That's a bond issue.
Okay. I will friendly amendment to my motion to include that out of the bond account. Thank you, Mr. Curtis, for your second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, it passes. Is this a duplicate sheet, Bob? It's the same thing. I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure why it's in there twice.
Yeah, I'll yell at Ed later. He likes a good yelling.
It's been a while.
I know.
This is a duplicate as well. It's just in there twice. That's all. And this is a duplicate. So
I thought there was a lot of pages in here. All right. Well, I think agenda item number 7 is done. Number 8 is a superintendent's report.
Good evening, all. In the collection system for the month of May 2025, we responded to a total of 79 call before you dig tickets with one emergency. We also responded to one emergency call out. In the plant, we had an average flow of 1.82 million gallons per day. A total flow of 56.47 million gallons a day with a max daily flow of 2.6 million gallons a day. Average total nitrogen was 93 pounds per day. Permit limit is 70, and our annual average is just over at 93 pounds per day. Average effluent BOD is 4.1 milligrams per liter, with an average suspended solids of 2 milligrams per liter and an average turbidity of 1.7. Maintenance, we jet cleaned 2,500 feet and CCTV'd 4,600 feet of city sewer main. The old PD blower, positive displacement blower, was taken offline and disassembled, removed off the pad to make way for the new two blowers. The two new blowers are set in place and are ready for installation, which began the other day. And the chlorine system was calibrated online for the disinfection system starting May 1st. In general, we are continuing to track the percent solids with the new press. And for the month of May, our percent solids were 27.4. Continuing to work with FEMA for disaster damage assistance for the East Derby siphon. We're also working with DEP, CTDOT, and Metro North for all the proper permits for the East Derby siphon repair. We're still continuing to correct the imbalance in the secondary clarifiers. We do believe we have it under control at this point. I am happy to report that the first week of May was the first time this year we were under our permit limit of 71 with 53. So if we keep going in that direction, I think we'll be able to turn things around and be good by the end of the year. Also, in general, we have the Synago contract update, which we'll be discussing later. And we have a quote for a wet well wizard for Burtville at pumping station and a couple of quotes for a new plant mower.
Thank you, Mr. Ed. Any questions regarding the report?
Yeah, that limit for the year, is that calendar year?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Good. I probably knew that, but I just don't remember. So, all right. Great.
So I would just like to say, Ed, so the new blowers are actually really assisting us in the total nitrogen stuff that we're dealing with.
It certainly will. Between the blowers and the new PLCs that we're going to get, it's going to save a lot of money on what we're spending for aeration right now, because right now we're over aerating. We don't have a good way to control it. And it's going to keep everything moving even better, bring those nitrogen numbers down once the other two blowers are up and running.
And I've got a question. It's been thrown at me, really. This is like sewage coming down, and it's actual sewage of saying. I said, as far as I know, we have not been releasing anything out of our plant. Have you heard anything about coming from upstream, or is it? Of course, Shelton is downstream from our plant, and with all their building condominiums all over the place or apartments, wouldn't surprise me that they can't handle the flow, but I don't know. Have you heard any information on that?
I'm sorry, Mr. Miami. I didn't catch the first part of what you were asking.
Well, the flow at Sunnyside, behind Sunnyside School, is a couple of boatyards down there, and I happen to meet a bunch of friends down there on a Sunday morning, and knowing I'm involved with water pollution, that's the first thing they ask me. Say, what's going on here? You know, the odor is bad. Let alone you can see the flow going by. They said somebody is dumping, and I guess they've contacted was it EPA, three people, and I don't know what's going on, really, but I, as far as I know, we haven't had any spills in a long time. Nothing recent, anyway. Unless it's coming down the Naugatuck River. I don't know. That's what I was wondering if you heard any.
Are you referring to the Housatonic River, something being discharged into the Housatonic?
That's Housatonic down in Sunnyside. The Naugatuck dumps into Housatonic in Derby.
I'm just making sure. I didn't know if there's any lakes or streams that you were referring to.
I don't know. I wouldn't think a lake or a stream would they would even notice it. I don't know.
I will take this opportunity to discuss a bypass that we just had this past week. One of the, or I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago, one of the plant or our plant blower shut off. We don't know exactly when, so we bypassed from, we're going to assume late Saturday night until Monday morning when I came in and noticed it. A bypass report was put out. An email blast to EPA, DEP, everyone within the city. Mr. Sampson was attached in that email as well. But the amount of time that we were down, that's not something that would cause significant odors or a discoloration
Yep.
in the Housatonic River.
Okay.
Other than that, there's nothing that
Well,
I'm
where's
aware of.
that? It's Seymour and Ansonia, I guess, dump into the Naugatuck,
Well, actually, Bob, they're upriver from us.
Yeah.
The Naugatuck and the Housatonic actually meet in Derby, so it could be anything
Right.
upriver from us, including, Naugatuck, Waterbury, that it would all come down to Naugatuck. Anything from the valley area like Oxford and that stuff would come down the Housatonic. I also know that
Right.
Shelton, and I'm sure Mr. Curtis kind of remembers it, they have a pipe over there. That discharges stuff in it. Lord knows, I don't ever knew where it came from because it was from Shelton, but it was always a, it always looked like a bubble bath over there coming out. And it we would always get fire department calls because of it. But,
You're talking about
like,
Canal Street.
yeah,
Okay.
right over it. That was crazy. But,
Yeah.
like Mr. Abel said, there was a minor issue over the weekend, last weekend, but nothing that would cause anything like that. So I would say probably
Yeah.
somebody north of us that I'm not aware of either.
Either that or Shelton himself
Well,
is creating it. They're done. Who
I'm not getting
knows?
involved in their problems. They got
No,
enough of them.
anyway, they're asking me about it, and I'm just saying we're, as far as I know, we're not polluting. And if it seems to me, if it's as bad as they said it is, we know it in the Naugatuck River. I mean, that river doesn't have
Yeah.
much flow anyway.
You
We
tell him
would
if it,
recognize it.
you tell him if we were that bad, Mr. Dedeschi wouldn't be driving a Ferrari today.
Well, what's he driving to? He said a Chevy, I think, didn't
He said Colorado, but I haven't seen his garage yet.
Got a
Maybe
Malibu
me.
and a Colorado.
See? That Malibu's worth some money.
Oh, yeah.
All
Anyway,
right. I'm
put
going
that to
to move
rest.
on to well, it's supposed to be the finance report after this, but there were some invoices, Ed.
Oh, these are quotes that I'd like to get approvals for. The Maryland Biochemical quote, they're pretty much a sole source. I tried getting quotes from other companies, but they don't set up a blower system like this. This is called a wet well wizard. It's a blower with an agitator. It goes at the bottom of a wet well. And what it does is it aerates the wet well. So it breaks up all the fats, oil, and grease, which is one of the most expensive parts of operating a pump station. And as you know, we have a pretty significant fats, oil, and grease line item. And what this will do is this will be able to break it all up. So we'll be able to reduce the cost of cleaning and maintenance on the pump stations. You may recall about 6 months ago, I brought a proposal with a chemical to go into Burtville Ave, and the cost was the initial $5,000 and then the purchase of the chemical. After looking further into this, we decided not to move forward, although the board did approve us to move forward because it just wasn't cost effective. It was $5,000 for the setup and about $15,000 a year to keep adding the chemical. where something like this is about $9,000 and it's a one-time deal. So we think this is a much more cost-effective way to run the pump stations, and we want to try it on our Burtville Ave, which is where we have the most amount of fats, oil, and greases build up. And if this works, then we'd like to do one each year for the next 3 years after that for all the other pump stations.
Does it go to the bottom and it's strictly air, or does it just stay below the surface?
No, this goes all the way to the bottom of the wet well, and it agitates and mixes the wet well there, causing it starts to break up the fats, oil, and greases, and then once they're broken up, they don't accumulate at all. And it keeps it aerated as well. So if there's any, sometimes you get odor complaints from the pump stations, from the wet well, and once it's aerated, it pretty much knocks the odors out as well.
Yeah, we've installed these in other wastewater pump stations. They seem to work very well. And this will be installed in the upgrade in the influent pump station as well. That's the plan.
So
This part of the
my
bond
question,
issue was only.
I wouldn't put this under a bond issue. We have, if we do one a year, we have enough money in our pump station maintenance line item, especially because if once we put this in, we're not going to have to pay the $500 to $7,500 for this pump station for cleaning annually.
Okay, I guess we need a motion to pay.
All right, so I will entertain a motion to purchase the blower agitator from Maryland Biochemical for the Burtville pump station there for a total of $88,976.
Plus shipping.
I added the shipping in.
Thank you, sir.
So it's $8,976.
I'll make that motion.
Motion made by Mr.
Second.
Miani. Do I have a second?
Okay.
Second by Ms. Strickland. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Hi.
Aye.
Hi.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes.
Thank you, everyone. The next two quotes are to replace our 18-year-old plant mower. They're both the same brand, what we're looking at. It's a Toro 48-inch Titan, zero turn. We usually get all of our equipment from Schmitz and Safarin's, but there's also another quote from L&R, roughly about the same amount of money.
So this is for two mowers, Ed?
No, just one.
Just one? Okay,
But I
okay.
was able to get two quotes.
Can it drive all the way to 6 kilometer hull or no?
Yes, it can.
Right. I'll make the motion that we approve the purchase from Schmidt and Serafines for the Toro 48-inch Titan mower for the amount of $5,899. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Curtis. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. So it goes. All right. Mr. Ed, what's Giordano's?
I think she meant to put this under invoices over $5,000. This
But
is
this
one
is
that
already signed off by you and it paid.
we haven't paid it yet. No, it's just
Okay.
signed on. I had to sign that in order for them to order the equipment.
Okay. Go for it.
So I mentioned this a few months ago. Our heating system in our secondary building went, and this was just to replace that unit.
Any questions on replacing the heater unit in one of the buildings? Hearing
Motion.
none, Go ahead.
Motion to purchase.
Motion made by Mr. Curtis for the amount of $5,796.08. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Miani. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, motion approved. Lord knows what this one is. Hey, this looks like a credit on something. McVac. Let me see. Let me turn this thing around. McVac Environmental Services.
This is our last wet well cleaning for the port for the four pump stations. This is one of the invoices. There was a credit of 2,260. And I'm not sure what the total amount was for this invoice. It might have been the 5,430.25.
So we still have a credit 2,260 on this one.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, the next time they come out, make sure it's on the books.
They'll be out next week, so we'll make sure they give it to us.
And you have Dukes in here for some reason.
Yes, we had the two invoices from Dukes. One was for, I think, 15,000. The other one was 23. They were both approved previously at the board. At the time that of the last meeting, the $15,000 one was approved, but this invoice hadn't come in yet. So this is the approval to pay for this invoice.
So I thought, so correct me if I'm wrong, but in the last meeting, we actually discussed these two invoices, the one for 15 and the one for 23.
Yes.
The 15 invoice was in, this one was not in, but we said to go ahead with this project anyhow. Did we not approve it at the last meeting when we had the 23,511.56 figure?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. But it was put back in here nonetheless.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions on this when we did approve it at last month's meeting? I'm going to let it go at that, Ed, because we did approve it at last month's meeting. We did have the figures for it. So thank you for putting it in here. But it was taken care of. And the 15,000, once again, in here, we took care of that last meeting. Or two meetings ago, actually. So Brian's not here for the item number 9, the finance report check registry update. Did anybody see anything that they'd like to question? I will send Brian an email and try to get a response from him.
Mr. Chair, one of the questions that I did have as I was looking at this earlier on. Let me see if I can find it. I'm sorry. So under plant property maintenance, item number 454302, for May 30th, 2025, it's showing year to date of 72,783. The adopted budget for 24-25 is 150,000, and then the fiscal year 25-26 budget says 20,000. I'm sure
that was item number 54325, 54302. 302. Property plant maintenance, 129,150, 72,783. And I'm sorry, Ed, the question was?
Under fiscal year 25-26 budget, next to it, it says 20,000. And the same thing with the vehicle maintenance, the one underneath that, the budget was for 20,000, and the 25-26 budget says 250,000.
Yeah, be no new cars. 54325. All right, I will specifically ask Brian about those and make sure that those numbers weren't transposed the wrong way.
Okay.
I will have that at the next meeting. All right, Brian's not here, so we're going to move on to actually old business we've just discussed. Item 11 is actually item 10A, the sanitary sewer rehabilitation. Bob, you said you're going to get that over to them so they can finalize the contract and move forward with it?
Yes, we got the mayor's signature on the agreement, and we're going to send it over to the contractor, National Water Main, and schedule a pre-con, get that going.
Excellent. So under item 12, new business, and item 13 should actually be item 12A, the Synagro contract. I will let Ed go over the contract, and I will tell you why we're doing what we're doing. What we're looking for is an extension of a current contract. We are not going out to RFP, so we're not doing a bid on this for anything new, because basically there it's a one game, so it's a one team game. There's no other teams out there that do this, no other companies that provide this service at this cost. Our contract does have language in it, and Ed, I pointed it out to you when we went over this stuff. Where it does say that we are allowed to extend this contract. We asked for a 3-year extension from Synagro for the costs. So that is what we're trying to approve tonight, an extension of the contract, not a brand new contract that we have to go out to bid on. So Ed, go ahead. What's Synagro do and why are we extending it?
All right. So Synagro is a sole source provider. They're the only game in town that both hauls and gets rid of the sludge. They have 3 incinerators in the state, 3 out of the 4 incinerators in the state. So even if we went out to bid, you may get a trucking company that will haul it back and forth at a lower rate, but they're still going to bring it to Synagro. If you break that contract and you don't use Synagro all the way around, now you have a hauling company with nowhere to go because Synagro won't take you as you're not one of their customers. So it's the only way to do it. It's the cheapest way to do it. And we stay in their good graces where we can still ship out our sludge and not have to send it out to Pennsylvania or Ohio.
So I'm sure that you guys are accustomed to this. I don't know much about Synagro, but it is what it is. And I did do a lot of research on it. So Ed, the only thing I didn't have was what the 3-year contract price was. And I believe that was somewhere in an email you sent me.
I did. Also on the first page, it does have the unit rates for the service.
Are those the same as the present rates?
No, they've gone up a little bit, not significantly.
So we really don't have, we probably will not be dealing with the, anything less than 18% because of the new press, right?
Yes, sir.
And then even more or less than that because of the new press.
If anything, I think we're going to get in trouble because our percent solids are higher than what they're expected to be. So right now, if you look at it, our cake disposal, they want between 18% and 25%, which is an increase from where it was last contract. It was 16 to 25. For the whole month of June so far, we've been up in the low 30s.
Wow.
But it's much better for us.
Yeah. So, yeah.
As opposed to doing 2 to 3 cans per week that we were doing before, sometimes even 4 cans a week, we're down to 1 can a week. So that cuts down on the haul, the load, and everything.
Well, it's a win-win. I mean, we have to have number one, and I think we're going to be ahead of it a little bit, you know, once we get into the next contract. But this contract doesn't come due until July 1st of 2026. And what we're signing on now, so is this going to give us till 29 or to 28?
No, this contract would actually be from July 1st of 2025. Our current contract ends June 30th of 2025.
Oh, okay.
So this will kick in for next month. and it's a 3-year contract with them to guarantee these prices.
Okay. I'm just reading Article 3. It's just a little bit different on the contract.
Yeah, that's so if you look at Article 3, it says based on year two, they're going to look at May of 2025 to look at our cost adjustments. Any further questions on the extension, a 3-year extension from July 1st, 2025 to June 30th of 2028 for the Synagro contract?
Any questions here?
Hearing none, I will accept a motion to approve Mr. Abel to sign the contract extension for Synagro from July 1st of 2025 to June 30th of 2028. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion made by Ms. Strickland. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Curtis. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? So moved. And that's all we have tonight. Next item is adjournment. Does anybody want to make that motion?
Motion.
All right. Motion made by Ms. Strickland. Mr. Curtis, jump right up in there.
Second.
All right. Listen, you all have a great weekend, and I appreciate your time. We'll see you again next month, and I will have more information from Mr. Hall in regards to that questions that came up for the budget. Thank you.
Have a great night, folks.
Have a good 4th of July, all.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Yes.
Happy 7:14 p.m.
Take care.